Hi everyone, it's Bill Black, the Exit Coach from the Exit Coach Radio Show. You know, one of the biggest questions I get on the show is, what exactly goes into a business exit plan, and when should I start creating mine? Well, I always tell people that the best time to start was 5 years ago, but the next best time is now because you never know when you might need it. So we put together a free report that describes what an exit plan is and what you should know. You can get it free by texting EXIT PLAN with no spaces to 44222. That's EXIT PLAN to 44222. Again, text EXIT PLAN to 44222.
Welcome to the Exit Coach Radio Show, the show for baby boomer business owners who are looking for cutting-edge information as they plan their 3 to 10 year business succession and exit. Every week, we interview top professional advisors for their best tips, strategies, and precautions so you can be well-planned. And don't miss our one-minute Exit Coach tip of the day on ExitCoachRadio.com. And now, here's your host, the Exit Coach, Bill Black.
Well, hello, everyone. Thanks for joining us today. It's always a pleasure to have you with us. We interview a wide variety of advisors, authors, and other experts in the field of business planning, exit planning, getting your business ready for some kind of a transition at some point down the road. And one of the key organizations in this field has always been a group called BEI. BEI stands for Business Enterprise Institute, and you know that they're serious about this because their URL is exitplanning.com. They are the first group to come together to say, you know what, this is a big wave of business owners that's going to be planning for these events of exit planning down the road. And we need to not only get the business owners ready, but we need to get their advisors ready. And over the last many years, they have put together a program and deliverables for advisors from all walks of the advisor world, CPAs, attorneys, financial planners, all kinds of advisors who might work with you as a business owner to plan for your exit, and put together the tools and the training that those advisors need. So we're going to talk today with the president, Elizabeth Mower. So tell us a little bit about you and your background.
You and I have known each other since my early days when I was just building planning software for delivering exit plans to business owners. And so that's where you and I met many, many years ago. But over time, I managed to start to acquire more and more kind of areas of the company. And finally, we just decided to rename me to president. We've got Jared Johnson as our CEO, and John Brown, many people know, is our founder, sort of the founder of the exit planning discipline overall. And so I'm glad to be here, and I'm looking forward to talking to you.
Well, you know, BEI means so much to me and to my practice. Let's talk a little bit about how BEI started, because you were there right from the beginning, Elizabeth. How did John get the idea to go from being an attorney to becoming a training ground for this emerging planning area that nobody was really thinking about at the time?
As with most business owners and their stories of their beginnings, ours is the same. There was an opportunity and some people, some clients and customers asking for help with figuring out what to do with their business. And our founder, John Brown, as you said, was a partner in a law firm in Denver, Colorado, and had clients saying, can you help me get out of my business? But he didn't really have a very disciplined or thorough approach to doing that, and realized that this was really important, that there weren't any resources for business owners to help them figure out a way to get out of their business when they want and how they want. So he realized that if he created some kind of a process, something that where he knew that if he started here and went through these steps, he'd probably be able to help them come up with something that was unique to that client and maybe more effective, more successful than what they would have done without. So he starts developing this process, and over time, it sort of turns into a pretty organized and disciplined way of working with business owners that turns out to work. So John Brown is doing that for a while, but other advisors are asking him for help, you know, financial planners and CPAs and other lawyers who don't do that kind of work. And he realizes that he's never going to be able to get to all of the business owners who need the help. There are so many more all across North America who don't have anything in place to help them plan for the future of their ownership. So he sort of flipped, and this is probably more than 20 years ago, created this company called BEI in order to help the advisors help their business owner clients plan for a successful future. So he sort of took this process that he had developed, refined it, organized it, and then started teaching it. And then advisors said, this is a great process. Do you have any tools I can use to help me use it more effectively? And that's where I came into the picture as an exit planning advisor myself, someone that had worked with hundreds of clients to develop plans for them to get out of their businesses. I got to be in charge of building the software program that would sort of power that kind of planning service that other advisors were providing to their business owners. So I ended up growing from developing some software that helps advisors develop exit plans to other online tools, and that's how BEI became what it is today. And we got affiliated with you many years ago because you had business owner clients who needed your help, and you were kind of looking for, as I understand it, some tools or ways to sort of make advice that you give more efficient and maybe more effective, and so BEI's job is to help you do that.
But the thing about it is 20 years ago, the baby boomers, the oldest ones, were in their early 50s, and now they're in their early 70s. And so over time, things have come true. It's not a voodoo science or magic or based on a tax code. It's based on the philosophy that people will eventually feel the need to exit, and as John says, every business owner will exit their business someday or another, whether voluntarily or otherwise. So it's one of those things that over time has become more and more important. Kind of like when people say you're a certified exit planner, what is that all about? I've never heard of that. And it's like, well, what I tell people is, well, you hadn't heard much about elder law planning 20 years ago either. But of course, as people
right.
age, and this becomes more and more of an important topic. Now, why does BEI work with professional firms rather than just working directly with business owners?
Well, that's a good question. What BEI sees as its mission is to really help business owners benefit from their life's work. So that's what we're trying to do. But as I kind of mentioned a minute ago, we realized that we really won't be able to do that one business owner at a time. We just don't personally have the bandwidth. And so maybe we should align ourselves with professional firms of high quality that are well-educated, technically sophisticated, but also really sort of client service oriented. Maybe we just align ourselves with those firms everywhere, do what we do well, which is provide some tools and software and educational programs that those advisors can use, and we'll be able to reach so many more business owners. So if our mission is, in fact, we really want to do a good job of helping business owners benefit from their life's work, we can just do a lot more of that by working with their trusted advisors. And in general, we don't really care for your business owner listeners, it doesn't make any difference to BEI what professional advisor a business owner wants to use. It's not our place to say who they should be working with. So I encourage all business owners to start with the people that you trust the most. Those are the people that are going to take the best care of you, and they're going to give you the best advice, and they know your business. But what I also would say is talk to them about how much do they know about exit planning, how much have they read about it, what is their exposure to that as a discipline, and do they have the information that they want and need in order to help you, the business owner, get started now planning for the future. So BEI is not interested in pushing a particular firm onto a business owner, but we do think that every business owner should talk to their trusted advisors and say, you know, there is a leader in this field. There is a particular way of doing this that's been done the most often, that has been proven the most successful, and I'd like to talk more about whether that process would work for me.
You know, it is interesting because at BEI meetings, annual meetings, which happen usually in the summer, there are an eclectic mix of advisors. Usually, for me, in the professional world, I go to a meeting and it has to do with financial planning strategies or legal strategies or tax strategies. All of these are in play when it comes to exit planning. And that's really the important part of this, is you need strategies that deal with your tax minimization, legal strategies, financial strategies, and operational strategies. And Elizabeth, one advisor that I had worked with their client on exit planning said to me, he said, you know what you do is you put together the hymnal that we all sing from. I thought that was
an excellent way to put it.
Yeah. And the other benefit is over the years you've had the benefit of having all the input from all of those disciplines, so that when a recommendation goes out to a CPA or an attorney, it's in their language because it was from the help of people in those disciplines that BEI created these programs and these planning recommendations. So it's an excellent program. Let's talk a little bit about what changes you've seen in the way professional services firms succeed or fail over the last decade or so.
That's a good question because professional services firms have a lot of pressure on them. And I know that you've seen that through the colleagues and other firms that you work with, CPA firms and law firms and even consulting firms are really being sort of pushed from a lot of different directions to manage their fees and to deliver their either advice or their planning or their results pretty quickly, highly accurate, highly technical. Clients expect advice that requires quite a lot of experience and education in order to generate. But advisor firms are competing each other out of the marketplace. And so what BEI has really seen in the conversations that we've had is that commoditization of professional skills is happening. And there are several studies that show that high net worth individuals really prefer to work with firms and individual advisors who can offer or coordinate a variety of services so that you get a more holistic approach to client service. So business owners are expecting and demanding that their high-end advisor firms know a lot, be able to do a lot, be able to make things happen. And traditional firms really weren't set up to do that. We were all kind of siloed in our different professions. So I was a lawyer and I had to do just that. You know, when you were in the financial services industry, you knew that, the CPA knew that. And we didn't talk to each other that much. And so what we've seen changing over the last decade, probably all the way up to 20 years, is that professional firms are realizing they've got to be able to maybe not present themselves as technical experts in areas in which they do not have expertise, but business owners should expect their professional services firms to be able to lead a team of advisors the way you just mentioned, singing from the same hymnal and getting things done in a more complete and comprehensive way. So BEI's expectation for ourselves is that we support that process.
That's a very, very important point because I've looked at a lot of professionals' websites, CPAs and attorneys and other advisors, and they will have on there listed as one of their services succession or exit planning. But when you contact them and you get into, do you have a process? How do you approach this? Many of them are just, as you said, John was at one point, just winging it when it comes to this type of a thing. They don't have an organized process. They may have some ideas that in their particular practice area are relevant to the planning, but it's not the entire package. And this is the difficulty of exit planning, is that at some point you're going to be working on legal strategies, tax strategies, financial strategies, and operational strategies. It's not a question of that. You're going to go through all of those different disciplines during your exit plan. The question is, what's the most important thing for you to start working on? Because if you try to implement all of the strategies that usually come out of an exit plan, I can tell you two things that will happen. You'll go broke and crazy by working on everything all at once. So somebody has to take control of the organization process, kind of like if you're building a custom home, you don't expect all the contractors to just show up one day and start working. The process is very, very scheduled. So you don't want to go to an attorney and just work on legal strategies and not think about the tax and financial and operational strategies. So it's very important. But you have a very unique position, and you're listening to all of these members from all these various disciplines provide input about what they're hearing. So what are business owners telling their most trusted advisors about the help they need with planning for the future?
Right. Well, you and I can compare notes and see if what you're hearing personally is matching up with what I'm hearing that's coming back through the BEI advisor community. So business owners, they have a few things that they're interested in. They're a little bit stressed out because many of them have not thought about their future or how they're going to extricate themselves from their businesses. They didn't think about it sooner. Now they're kind of tired. A lot of baby boomer business owners are kind of burnt out. And the big problem that they have is that they don't know what's available to them, what things they could be doing to sort of resolve that burnout at the same time that they're planning for their future. So BEI and the advisors in the BEI community will have a variety of ways that they can help their clients sort of address the short-term problems that they have with needing to develop their management team. I don't have people who can take over this company and do it as well as I did. All right, well, we can work on that. My business doesn't have the value that it needs in order to serve my financial security needs for the rest of my life. So I don't think I can walk away. Well, let's talk more about that. Maybe we can come up with a plan so that you can. Business owners are also saying, you know, I've got all of these people I got to take care of. I have employees. They're like my family. I have my family. I've got my kids and my grandkids. I have a lot of people who rely on me. What am I supposed to do about that? I can't stop doing what I'm doing. Well, a good quality professional advisor should be saying, okay, well, tell me what it is that's keeping you awake at night. Tell me what it is that you're most concerned about. Why don't we work on that first? So business owners have kind of a variety of things that they're telling advisors, but they tend to fall into the sort of main categories of, I'm not ready, my business isn't ready, my family's not ready, and I don't know what my options are. And they shouldn't know what their options are. Business owners are good at doing what they already do, which is running their businesses. So let's get them into a conversation with their most trusted advisors in which they say, here are the things I want to achieve. What are your best ideas for how to help me do that? So I think business owners, because they're such do-it-yourself kind of people, they're pretty inclined to go ahead and try to figure out their own future on their own. But just like you said, Bill, I'm not going to general contract my own custom home. I'm not skilled in that. I don't know very much about it. I could try, but I don't think it would come out as well as if I had a professional contractor organize those people so that the electricians show up before the drywall guys instead of after. And that's what a good advisor needs to do for a business owner client who's having these kinds of issues. But there isn't really any one particular issue that business owners seem to be most concerned about, and that's why BEI really supports the idea of talking and listening and uncovering what business owners care most about and then work on that. So the BEI process would really support that kind of conversation.
Well, you're hearing exactly what I'm hearing. The biggest headaches are the people issues, the process issues, and the profits issues. In other words, how do I make sure my key people don't leave at the wrong time and that I'm choosing the right leaders for the future? How do I make my business transferable in the first place? Maybe I don't have enough standard operating procedures in place. And is my business going to be able to buy me out? Is there enough profits or is there enough value in the business that it'll be a successful buyout? And I always tell people that we start, those are the three issues, but we start with the three T's of exit planning, which is what's your timing, who's your target, and what's the treasure involved? What money do you need to get out of this thing? And we can work backwards from there. And a good exit plan has the facts, the goals, and the strategies that all the advisors can work from and help you basically say, yes, these are all the tax strategies we need. These are all the legal, financial, and operational strategies. Now let's work together as a team once and for all and put those in the right order and get this custom house built, if you will. So it's an organization process that requires a lot of disciplines to come together in a fashion that's methodical. And most business owners relate to that, don't they, Elizabeth? I mean, they're most business owners themselves are pretty methodical about how their business runs.
They are, and they have pretty high expectations. And so my experience with business owners is they're not going to tolerate advisors just saying, well, we usually do this, or the thing I saw last time this happened was that. I don't think business owners are particularly accepting of those kinds of answers. And so what business owners do expect and really should is that the advisors they work with say, let me fully understand what it is you're trying to do, and let me come back to you with the best ideas that I've got and the reasons why I've got them. So I think that's what business owners are demanding, and rightfully so. So I'm optimistic, actually, at this point that the professional community has really caught up, and that using the right tools and things and having the right information, they'll be able to help those baby boomer business owners really move smoothly to the next phase, whether that means they keep their business forever, make that work, or you know, get out soon. I'd like to see the advisors that they work with help them through that.
So there's no doubt that this area of helping baby boomer business owners, baby boomers and older, to begin to prepare for their succession and exit planning is a huge trend in the United States and actually around the world.
But I think all business advisors would agree, helping business owners really, really benefit from all the work that they've put into their businesses is something that's good and it's valuable and it's interesting and fun, and we'd like to do more of it.
Great, great overview. You know, if you're looking at what's your next practice area, how are you going to grow your practice, as you addressed earlier, Elizabeth, that a lot of professional firms are wondering, you know, what services do I need to add on to be in tune with what my clients' needs are? This is an excellent opportunity to learn more and from the best organization in the world who has been at this for the longest and put together the best marketing and deliverable materials. Again, more and more often you're going to hear from clients, I don't want just a bunch of ideas. I want a BEI exit plan. So, Elizabeth, thank you so much for joining me today, and it's been a wonderful treat to have you on the air.
Thanks for having me, Bill. This has been fun.
All right, we're going to take a short break. We'll be right back after this, so please stay with us.
Does thinking about what will happen to your business if you're gone keep you awake at night? Will you get the price you need from your business to carry you through retirement? The BEI Network of Exit Planning Professionals is the world's leading advisor network with the power to help business owners transition out of business on their own timeline and terms. Ask your most trusted advisor to create a BEI plan for you or visit us at exitplanning.com. That's exitplanning.com.
You're listening to ExitCoachRadio.com, the information station for age 50-plus business owners, where we're interviewing top advisors for their best tips, ideas, and precautions so you can be well-planned. We upload new one-minute tips every day. ExitCoachRadio.com. Come listen for a minute.
Thank you for listening to Exit Coach Radio.